Bill O'Reilly here, Wednesday, August 17th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Voters in Wyoming turn against Liz Cheney. Latest polls show Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis tied in Florida. Asian Americans buy guns in record numbers. New survey reveals the most obese states in the nation. Also ahead, exactly why are so many Americans overweight? But first, voters in Wyoming saying no to Liz Cheney. She got waxed, lost by 37% to her opponent, a relatively inexperienced politician, Harriet Hageman. Now, this was not a hard prediction. I made it in May 2021. The reason I did was that Liz Cheney allowed her hatred for Donald Trump to overwhelm her. And that's not what you do when you are representing an entire state. Remember, there's only one congressperson in Wyoming because it is the least populated state in the union, and that state voted overwhelmingly both times for Donald Trump. Liz Cheney is entitled to her opinion, of course, that Mr. Trump is not an honest person. And that's what she believes. But to ally herself with the Trump haters on the January 6th committee alienated all Republican voters in Wyoming. And so she's done. Expect her to sign with CNN. Survey for the University of North Florida finds DeSantis and Trump tied in that state. 47% back Governor DeSantis, 45% President Trump. It's a little early for stuff like this, so it's not really a great poll. Asian Americans purchasing more firearms than any other time in U.S. history. Sales up 45%. Reasons? There have been a lot of Asian hate crimes and, of course, the skyrocketing crime problem all over the country. New data from the CDC says these are the chubbiest states in the country. Alabama, Louisiana, Kentucky, West Virginia. Thinnest citizens live in Colorado, Massachusetts, Hawaii, Utah, Montana. In a moment, I will tell you why so many Americans are rotund. Coming right back. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Home of the hefty. That's what we might call the USA. 4 in 10 Americans are overweight. And some of those are what they call obese. That figure was 12% of Americans overweight in 1960. And children, 20% of American kids are obese, up from 4% in 1960. So what the deuce is going on? Well, first of all, we are eating more and consuming sugar in record amounts. American portions are 20% larger than European or Asian meals. The typical U.S. meal has 25% more calories than it did in 1985. 65% of us drink at least 3 alcoholic beverages a week, and that turns to sugar. The average adult in the USA consumes 60 pounds of sugar each year. 11% of the American population suffers from diabetes, which is a diabolical disease. 37% of Americans eat fast food every day. A typical meal at a fast food place contains 1,800 calories and 44 grams of fat. You only need about 2,200 calories a day to function. So that's why we're fat. Now, life expectancy in the USA is 79 years. In Japan, it's 85 years. Daily caloric intake here, 3,600 calories. Japan, 1,600. Average weight in the USA, 200 pounds. Japan, 137 pounds, and that includes women. 200 pounds is our average weight here. The reason this is happening is the U.S. food industry. Now, the U.S. government hammered tobacco with ads over cancer, and it worked. People stopped smoking, millions of us. But the feds will not criticize the sugar industry because it's so powerful. Sugar advertising amounts to billions of dollars every year. You see it all over the place. So the media stands mute and will not tell you how bad sugar is. The worst are these drinks, the sodas, the energy drinks, the iced teas loaded with sugar. Just look at the label. And by the way, the government did force food companies to put what's in the product on the label, which is on the bottle or the box. And then cereal is ridiculous. It's just packed with sugar. Now, if you consume massive amounts of sugar, as many Americans are, your immune system is going to be damaged in addition to you putting on weight. It affects every part of your body. And if you get diabetes, that is going to make your life a living hell. So check it out. Cut down on the fast food and the sugar. I am looking out for you. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve the message by writing it. If you'd like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. And I hope you read Killing the Killers, still a bestseller after 15 weeks in the marketplace. In a moment, something you might not know. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 435 years ago today, a baby named Virginia Dare became the first child born in America. Her family was part of the doomed colony of Roanoke Island. A few years later, the Dares and every other settler would vanish forever. Here is the story behind one of the greatest mysteries in U.S. history. The Roanoke Colony, founded in 1585, was the first British settlement in the New World, located off the coast of North Carolina. Sir Walter Raleigh headed the group, and it had a very rough time. Disease, famine, raids from Native Americans. The colonists soon called it quits and headed back to Europe with Walter. A few months later, Raleigh deployed another group of settlers to Roanoke under the command of John White. He reestablished the colony, then sailed back to England to get more supplies. When White returned, every single person was gone. No signs of violence, no bodies, nothing. The only clue, a single word etched into a tree, Croatoan. And nobody knows to this day what that means. Investigations into the fate of the colonists have continued for centuries. The prevailing theories, the settlers were either killed by native tribes from neighboring islands or tried to flee back to England, ultimately dying at sea. Some think Spanish colonists traveled north from Florida and killed the British. In 2007, efforts began to collect DNA samples from local families near Roanoke to figure out if they are related to the doomed settlers. The results were inconclusive. And here's something else you might not know. The bizarre disappearance of baby Virginia and the others spooked the English crown. Vowing to learn from previous mistakes, London dispatched yet another group of colonists, this time further north, where they hoped to avoid hostile Indians. England founded Jamestown in 1607 on the shores of Virginia. The first thing they built was a fort. That colony survived back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.